Today, the air is thick and still. The slightest breeze without a chill. The leaves are down, the trees are bare. The neighborhood prepares a scare. But under pomp and circumstance, a subtle shift for us to glance. So on this Hallow's Eve, we peek before the winter's sleep is bleak. The restful pause we will remember, the epiphany of November. And now, without further ado, here is a trick or treat for you. Hi, everybody. Happy Halloween for those celebrating. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today we're going to get some random messages out here. For the veil is lifting tonight on this Halloween, October 31st. And as we move into November, we're going to get some general, this is going to be a collective, general, overall, random messages from my grab bag here. And then I will run down the signs and give you a specific message, okay? So, don't forget, if you are trick-or-treating out here, to be safe, be careful, be aware of your surroundings. Now, we know that Halloween is a somewhat serious time in the spiritual world, but here in the 3D, we're going to be a little playful, and we're going to have some fun, and we're going to be like children. We're going to dress up in costumes, and we may trick-or-treat, we may go to parties. Okay, but, so it is, it's just a time to be childlike and have fun with it, alright? So, let's get on with it. I was having a little fun, I was going to write a preliminary message, and all of a sudden, I guess, in a somewhat childlike way, I wrote a poem. Anyhow, let's get on with these November messages now. I have thrown all my cards into a big bag here. I also have my story cubes and my dice. So we're going to get letters, we're going to get numbers, and we're going to get pictures to give you a little glimpse under the veil. And we're going to see what's coming up in November. So, I am randomly shaking this bag up here a little bit. And we are going to reach right in here and get some messages for the collective. What are the messages? What's coming up for November? What are these epiphanies we'll be seeing as we're pausing before sleep? Oh, I just had one. A note to self. Don't try to do readings outside in the fall because suddenly all your neighbors decide to do their leaves. I don't know if you can hear that noise in the background, but sorry. Okay, it is that time of year. So, let's see what we have here. Alright, so let's get some messages for the collective, please. And your first message out is, history is the version of past events that people have decided to agree upon. Okay? So, November could bring clarity or confusion here. Depending on the collective understanding or belief of events and circumstances, okay? So this could be, you know, global, national, community, or personal, you know, right within your home. Okay, let's get another message, please, for the collective, for this trick or treat reading. Will you be tricked or will you be treated? Let's get another message, please, Spirit. All right, so we have the crystal appetite. This is for inspiration, satisfaction, and motivation. All right, keep those things in mind as we go along through the reading. Inspiration, satisfaction, and motivation. You may be inspired to rewrite history in a way. Not repeat history in a way. Okay? This could be about a cycle being broken that people are seeing. How they may have been blindly going along, not really knowing. Another message from the Spirit. We have the Knight of Pentacles reversed. It could be a stalled offer. This could be a contract rescinded, okay, or voided. He's holding a coin, so this could be about money, right? Message that just came to me as I was looking at these three messages is that someone's story regarding money or the use of money or the abuse of money is not really adding up anymore. And the two cards that just fell out while I was just trying to get one. So Five of Swords reversed and the Seven of Swords. So I don't have to ask why. Spirit is kind of nudging me toward this message that somebody is trying to get away with something that has created all this conflict. I think these people are going to stop fighting with each other. And oust or will become enlightened about this, the Seven of Swords here. There's a little bit of and this guy's done it before. He's like, and he may be hiding things, leaving them behind, and then coming back for them later. I don't know what that means to anyone, but that's what I just got. Get a couple more things, Spirit, from the bag. And then we're going to go to the letters and the cues. I'm going to grab a couple here, quite a few. Let's just do a handful. Spirit, what are the messages for the collectives? We have the Hierophant reversed, so this could be someone in a position of power, all right? He's been using, abusing money, misappropriating funds, straight up embezzlement, I don't know. But a group of people who had been fighting over something, realized that while they were busy fighting, this thief was right behind them, picking up the scraps here. Oh, okay. A message just came to me, and I don't know if it's kind of, it could be specific or metaphorical, but I just pictured like a CD bar being raided, and while the cops were busy arresting people, putting people in cuffs, there's someone who just grabbed the whole bag of evidence and made it out back door. Okay. That is seriously the energy that I just, wow, okay. I'm just giving you what spirit is bringing down to me. Okay. Your next message is the enemy may come individually or he may come in strength. Alright, so this could be an individual or a group of people, you know, some kind of organized situation where they are, have literally planned this, okay? They could be staging things, alright? Listening to both sides of the story will convince you that there is more to the story than both sides. Okay, again, yes, there is a lot of sneaky, underhanded type energy here. And that's why these people might stop arguing amongst themselves when they realize that there's more going on here. You know, they could have been pawns, I'm getting. They could have gotten stabbed in the back by the very people that they were involved with. All right. Now we have the Knight of Pentacles upright. Okay. So someone's going to come forth with a legitimate message. This could be the whistleblower. This could be the person bringing the message about the deceit. And we have the Six of Swords reversed. This is like somebody returning to the scene of the crime, I feel like. Again, I said that with the Seven of Swords. I felt like they would keep coming back to get a little more. Maybe this Knight of Pentacles is someone coming back telling, you know, telling people what they think they want to hear. They're still trying to save the situation. We have a Three of Wands. But someone's looking over this whole thing. And I'm going to tell you who it is, because the last tarot card I have picked up is the High Priestess. That's who's looking over this whole thing. And sees everything exactly for what it is. Okay. And we have a Sword of Truth here, the Ace of Swords. And this sword's going to cut somebody up and it's going to set somebody free. All All right, now the last few cards we have here. I have two affirmation cards, and one is, today I'm at peace. Today I am at peace with all that has happened, all that is happening, and all that will happen. All right? This is the recognition of the High Priestess that everything is happening as it should. Okay? Everything is divine will, and there's no need to fight the flow. Just go with it. And your second affirmation is, today I will persevere. Today nothing will worry me. All my problems will pass in time. Okay, again, this is our higher intuition, that knowing that everything is going to be okay. All right? It's all happening as it should. And even though it's difficult while you're going through it, sometimes if you, I don't mean to cut yourself off completely emotionally, but not to allow those feelings to overwhelm you, okay? Recognize that you're having them. Kind of put yourself on the psychologist's couch and give yourself a good talking to, okay? You know, be like, yeah, okay, I know I'm feeling this way, and my heart is hurting. But why is it happening? Start asking yourself questions. The questions, well, they might bring a little more pain as well. They're also going to bring you to a place of clarity where you'll understand what's happening and you'll be able to accept it. Okay. Alright, enough of that. Now, let's go on. I have two energetic cards. And we have caution and hunger. Okay? But they're both reversed. So, this to me says that it's time to pursue your own goals. It's time to pursue what makes you happy. I have not seen the Hermit card here at all. I do kind of feel like this is separating yourself a little bit. You know, like, I don't want to say isolation because that sounds negative. For some reason, that's a negative connotation. You're just going to feel separate from... You're not going to hunger for that... whatever it is that you thought you were going to get out of this situation, okay? You're going to recognize that it was put on your path, it was put in your life for a specific reason, and everything has an expiration date, okay? Everything. That also includes our pain. So sometimes things that we find negative, we can find a way. It's a little mind trick to make it purposeful, okay? Make it have meaning. You didn't just go through all that shit for nothing, right? Okay. All right. Okay, now, Collective, we're going to run down some numbers. I'm going to just... shake up the little bag here, reach in, grab a handful, and those will be the collective messages for November. Are we ready? So, we have the letter L, B, I, B, S, S, C, G. Can I just tell you that J, C just came out and my prayer bell notification just went off. Awesome. T, and Y, Spirit. That is so good. And finally, we have a picture cube of the beetle. And this again is, it's wisdom. It has to do with wisdom and age, but also has to do with the burden that we've been rolling a pile of shit uphill. Okay? And that in November, we're probably going to come to the realization that we can lay down that burden now at this time. Okay. Now, let's wrap up this reading with all the star signs. I'm going to go in Aries through Pisces. And we're going to grab another message, just one for each sign for the month of November. Okay. Starting with Aries. Aries, you have the Four of Cups reversed. Okay. You might take someone up on their offer. You might decide, or you might reconsider an offer. Okay? Taurus, you have space. I don't know if you need space, if you are feeling isolated in some way with too much space, if you feel you're lost in space. Gemini, for they have sown the wind and they shall reap the whirlwind. Okay? So there's a little touch of justice for anyone who has been a little bit shady there. What's next? In Cancer, what's the message for Cancer Spirit? Communication. We have the Eight of Wands. Some fast and perhaps abundant information coming in all at once. Leo. You have an affirmation card, and it is, today I will not give in. Today I will not allow negative thoughts or feelings to prevent me from achieving happiness. All right, Leo. Go for it. Virgo. Virgo, you have your own card, the Hermit. You are very much in your high priestess energy, okay? You are going within and you are seeing the lights. There's the light in that lantern. Perhaps you're going to show someone else the way. Libra. Have the Eight of Cups reversed. You may be entertaining the thought of going back to something. Not necessarily a person, place, or thing. Maybe it will be an idea or a previous inspiration or a creative endeavor or something of that nature. Scorpio? Oh, Three of Swords. Deception, frustration, jealousy. Broken heart, Scorpio. Sagittarius. Love reversed. Okay, so you may be feeling a little little rocky in the area of love and relationships this month. Capricorn. The key to prayer is to forget what I need. Or, I'm sorry. The key to prayer is to forget what I think I need. Okay? Capricorn, you may be asking for the wrong things. And I don't mean that they're wrong. I mean, sometimes we want things that aren't necessarily for our highest good. Aquarius. Show me a message for Aquarius, please, Spirit. Four of Pentacles reversed. Okay, so you are going to have to let go. All right, this could be of control, this could be of your finances, or you could be experiencing a loss or instability. Yeah, so November is going to be a pause to reevaluate your foundation. And finally, Pisces. What is going on in November, Spirit? For the starseed Pisces. Five of Wands. Okay, so November may not be such a peaceful and restful time for you. Seems that there could be some conflict, but remember that after all of that, the sun comes back out and you are able to restart on firmer ground, right? Okay, everybody, those are your collective messages for this Hallows Eve. I hope you enjoyed them, and I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.